Alright, so I've been thinking about this all day. The idea that falling asleep isn't something you force. It's more like a system you have to stop fighting.
That's exactly it. And the key idea here is that the brain, specifically the auditory pathway, doesn't just switch off. It has to be guided down. Think of it like a gain control dial being turned slowly from high to low.
A gain control dial. I like that. So for someone like William, who's been studying audiology all day, the brain is still in monitoring mode when the head hits the pillow.
Right. The thalamus is doing what it always does, acting as a sensory gatekeeper. During wakefulness, it's wide open, routing signals from the ears, the eyes, everything. To shift into sleep, that gate has to narrow. That's sensory gating.
So the auditory cortex doesn't just go quiet on its own.
No. And here's what's surprising. The auditory pathway stays partially active, even during sleep. The brain is still sampling the environment. It's just that the thalamus filters out most of it. That's why a loud noise wakes someone up, but a familiar hum doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So the system doesn't shut down. It shifts states. That's a feedback loop, isn't it?
Exactly. Sleep is regulated by two forces working together. Sleep pressure, which builds the longer someone stays awake. And circadian timing, which coordinates the whole cycle with environmental light. Those two form a balancing loop. When both align, the system tips toward rest.
Wait, so if someone is lying in bed wide awake, that loop is stuck? Like a thermostat that can't reach its set point?
That's a really clean way to put it. The arousal system is still running high. And one of the most counterintuitive findings from sleep research, backed by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, is that trying hard to sleep actually keeps attention focused on wakefulness. It sustains the very arousal you're trying to escape.
So the mental effort itself becomes the problem. The reinforcing loop goes the wrong direction.
Precisely. That's why a useful affirmation for winding down isn't "I will fall asleep." It's something closer to "I don't have to force sleep, I can rest quietly." That reframe reduces performance pressure, which is a recognized target in cognitive arousal reduction.
And that connects to what the AASM calls relaxation therapy. Things like slow breathing, progressive muscle release, guided imagery. Those aren't just comfort tools.
They're designed to reduce both physical tension and cognitive arousal. The mental chatter, the replaying of the day's schedule, that's cognitive arousal. Relaxation techniques address both channels simultaneously.
For example, think of someone who's just finished a long shift, three booths running, back-to-back appointments. The mind is still scheduling, still problem-solving.
That's the monitoring mode stuck on. Now the environment matters too. The National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute points to a cool, quiet, dark room as foundational. Dimmer light in the evening also signals the circadian system to begin the shift. The body's timing is strongly influenced by light.
So the wind-down system has layers. The environment, the body, and the mind. You can't just address one.
Right. And remember, stimulus control, one of the core behavioral strategies, is specifically about restoring the association between the bed and sleep. That means reserving the bed for sleep, keeping a consistent wake time, and going to bed only when genuinely sleepy. The bed itself becomes a cue.
Aha. So the bedroom is like a conditioned environment. If someone watches TV or reviews notes in bed, the cue gets corrupted.
Exactly. The association weakens. And that's the leverage point. The takeaway for anyone listening to this as they wind down. The goal right now isn't sleep. It's reducing the gain, quieting the monitoring system, letting the thalamus do its job.
That's a genuinely useful reframe. Not try to sleep. Just lower the input.
As we close the outer gates of the auditory pathway, the next step is the mind's inner theater, where specific mental techniques can break the loops of the day and guide the system the rest of the way down.